Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Please diddle me, Ben.
You first.
I hope he doesn't just diddle you and retire. I hope he stays around.
He's not going to retire.
I know. Everybody's always angry after you lose in the playoffs and you're 35, or how old he is, 33.
34. This is the time of year when guys are like, man, is this worth it?
Yeah.
Well, dude, like everything hurts.
Yeah, that's just frustration. It's not a money grab or anything.
No. He's just signed a four-year deal before last season for $84 million. So I think his wife will say, you know, we could use another $19 million next year.
Maybe he's tired of walking around all offseason in walking boots.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. Yeah. I understand why guys quit football. I mean, it's just crazy. You just get tired of it.
Maybe he's tired of having a defense that can't back him up.
Yeah. You're like your boys.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, as a quarterback, I can understand that. You go out there.
You just
you keep scoring and they don't. Yeah.
Throughout the season, you kind of ignore the pain. And then when you're done playing for the season, it all kind of settles in and you realize, man.
We have no idea.
I'm beat up. Yeah.
None of us, we stopped. If any of us played ball at all, we quit when we were 18 or 20. And have no idea what it's like to be a grown man getting our ass kicked like that. I mean, you just didn't do that. When you were 25, 26, you weren't getting your ass kicked on a football field. You were just going to work.
We know some guys like that.
In fact, it broke down, man.
I'm talking to one today, so I can ask him that question. After the season is done, does it finally settle in? Man,
ouch.
I have been getting beat up since July.
Right.
And when's the last time Big Ben made it through a season playing every game?
Don't remember.
You know?
He didn't play a couple games
this year.
Dude
always misses a little bit of time.
Yeah.
He said he just is not sure if there'll be next year for him in football, for those who haven't.
Did he miss a couple this year?
Seen that.
Yeah, he did play against the Patriots first game. Yeah. A couple games like he missed, actually.
So we're only 225 days away from the Landry Jones era beginning.
No, he will not
be there. No, Tony Romo.
No, they're not.
There you go.
Tony Romo and
Steelers don't do
black
that.
And
natural
gold.
Pit. Yeah, man.
They have to fight the Broncos for Romo. Great. Yeah.
No,
he ain't
going to
quit. He ain't going to quit.
They kind of grow their own there, don't they? Or do they do a lot of free agent stuff?
No, not for quarterbacks.
Well, they've been 14 years.
They've been lucky, man. They got Ben early on, and he's been their guy.
You know, and before that, they had the great Neil O'Donnell and
Tommy Maddox.
We had a Tommy Maddox year,
But
Cordell.
Neil
Cordell
O'Donnell
was actually a good quarterback.
Neil O'Donnell brought him to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then gave it away.
Yeah. Yep.
Shut up. Jesus. Stop beating me up, man.
The quarterback might retire, and the other one sucked too.
Yeah. Stop beating me up.
Couple of historic days in the NFL. This day in 1987, the Denver Broncos were in the Super Bowl against the New York Giants.
What was that?
1987.
Oh, 87.
86 season. Yep.
How'd that go for you, Petey?
Well, it went awful, but I forgot that Denver was winning that game at halftime.
I did not remember that.
10-9, there was winning at halftime.
87 to short.
And then the Giants blew up. 39-20 was the final, and everyone just remembers the Broncos getting their butt kicked. I sure do.
86 season? 87 80, Super Bowl?
Correct. Okay. Yep. And then this day in 1998. Denver Broncos beat the Green Bay Packers. They're, 14-point underdogs, I believe, in that game?
Yeah.
I was for the Broncos in that game.
Me too.
So was I.
Yeah, me too.
With all my heart.
Because we had an old boss who was a big Packer fan, too. They just grew up like weeds around here, man.
That was the John Elway helicopter game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I think our company at the time only hired – even our boss now is a Packer fan. I mean, the big bosses are always Packer fans. I think you have to be that.
Well, the home office was in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but
for
we're
the
Cincinnati.
Longest time.
We're a Cincinnati team now. I don't see Bengal fans around here.
But we still own the radio station that carries the Packers.
And
so
they're done.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The line in the Super Bowl
is what?
Holding steady at 3. Patriots 3-point favorites.
Right.
Money line doesn't favor them too prohibitively, which kind of surprises me. I mean, -155. Well, so you got to bet $155 to win 100.
I just think that the Falcons look so good beating the hell out of the Packers. And that's why I think it's a bigger line.
They're legitimate.
They are legit. Yeah.
I mean, all season they were kind of undervalued, I think would be a fair way to call their
And the game's not in Foxborough either.
It's not. No. It's in Houston.
Yeah,
I honestly thought the Falcons would open up as a favorite.
I thought it would
be the other way. I thought maybe the Falcons would be a 3-point favorite.
No, wow. Brady's.
I mean, they look damn good.
As long as Brady's a quarterback.
The money would have just switched that number real quick if the Falcons would have opened as a favorite, I think. Bill Belichick actually did provide a little bit of a nugget. If you haven't seen the Falcons at all, he says they got 10 guys on the field that are faster than most everyone else's guys. Like, at all times, they just have more speed on the field.
They recruit speed.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But that's kind of an interesting note in the NFL where you think everybody is fast. Bill Belichick, who,
they're even faster.
Yeah, he says they're the fastest team in the league, pretty much.
Good. Well, they got more black guys than the Patriots do. Patriots full of white guys. The Patriots are full of white guys, man. They're slower. That's obvious.
I kind of noticed that on Sunday. They looked a little fast. Yeah. As they were running into the end zone.
Running past the white guys from the Packers.
Over and over and over again. Yeah, the white middle linebackers couldn't keep up with anybody.
No, they couldn't. They really couldn't, man.
As the postpartum kicks in on football, you know, we're mere days away from the Pro Bowl, which is...
mere days.
This is very exciting. And the three quarterbacks selected for the AFC representation at quarterback, Tom Brady, Derek Carr, Ben Roethlisberger,
None of them are playing.
None of them going to go to glamorous Orlando.
Yeah. No, of course, Ben's not going because he's hurt. Brady's playing and Carr's hurt.
Yep.
That's what sucks about these things. Who's playing?
Well, Andy Dalton and Alex Smith.
So and all in the Rivers.
Are in. Well, not yet.
Oh,
not
really?
Rivers yet because Marcus Mariota would have been a pick. Ryan Tannehill, both injured. Andrew Luck, maybe next in line. Just had shoulder surgery. Tyrod Taylor was in line.
But doesn't he want to play one more time for the San Diego Chargers? I read that this morning.
Phillip Rivers?
He said he wants to play one more game for the San Diego Chargers, which would be the Pro Bowl.
Which would be the Pro Bowl.
Right. Now, what about the NFC? Who's in that game? Who's playing?
I don't know.
I don't care. Is your boy playing, Puss, or is he going to spend time with his family? Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, he's probably got a right leg.
He doesn't like it. His family doesn't like him.
Yeah. No, Olivia doesn't want to go to Orlando.
No.
Trevor Siemian, or however you say the Broncos kind of quarterback, even turned down. I mean,
did he?
Yeah, I mean,
nobody wants to play in that crap, man. Oh, I'm surprised he even turned it down.
Yes,
really.
He said he had some shoulder surgery.
Now, if you're actually hurt, I wouldn't do it. Yeah, but
Googling the NFC Pro Bowl quarterbacks because this is, I mean, this is the kind of stuff people tune in for.
I know it is, and I'm sorry I asked. I'm surprised Puss doesn't know. He watches way too much sports.
Sorry, I was letting Nick in. I'll check it out. Move along,
Yeah, we'll move along, Peter.
No, I just can't move forward without knowing.
I just asked if Rodgers is playing in the Pro Bowl. Is he going to stay home with his family? Nick.
Jeez. Yeah. There's Pro Bowl quarterback right there, Alex Smith.
Alex Smith right there.
Matt Ryan won't be playing. Dak Prescott. Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has turned it down yet.
I doubt it. He generally does.
Yeah, but Orlando, man. I mean,
yeah. It's not Hawaii, but it's Orlando. My two favorite places in the world. Hawaii and Orlando.
In the morning.
Yeah, I'd take either one right now, but I definitely would take Hawaii.
Oh, this is Kirk
That's
Cousins.
Why the game was always in Hawaii. People got to go there.
Kirk Cousins added to the 2017 Pro Bowl.
To replace Matt Ryan? One.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just pick
No,
there.
Replacing Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, there
it is.
Great. So we're days away from that. Don't forget dodgeball is coming up.
All right.
And NFL dodgeball. I mean, these.
That'll rock.
Pro Bowl weekend will be.
Do you see what they're doing? They're making the receivers do?
Is this a full field dodgeball? Are they going to play it on a full football field?
I think so.
What are the receivers doing?
They're taking a football and attaching it to a drone and shooting the drone straight up into the air, like, forever.
And then dropping the ball.
And they got to track it and try to catch it.
500.
Whoa. That might be interesting for a play or two.
That's what we call 500 as a kid.
No, but I mean, like, they're going to take the drone 200 feet up and just drop it straight down at
it. It'd be funny if the drone just falls itself. And the guy gets his face sliced off by a blade trying to catch it. That'd be funny right there. Comedy ensues. Here goes some receiver's head right off his body.
Get the
Damn, we didn't do that right.
Get it some ratings.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, it's the only thing that can make that interesting.
Yeah.
You know, oddly enough, though, the Pro Bowl rating's always better than most regular season college
football
games,
right.
You know,
you're
somehow.
Right. It is amazing.
Even in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jim Harbaugh, you know, last year? Yeah, he took his team to Florida.
For preseason. For off-campus workouts, which were deemed illegal eventually.
Yeah, eventually the NCAA said you can't do
because
that.
Because the SEC bitched.
Yeah, because the rest of the...
You can't come down here where it's warm. It's our place.
Yeah, the other schools didn't think of it first.
Right.
They didn't pull it off.
I
so they were
the
pissed
idea.
Off that he did. Now, the NCAA tried to stop that, and they have now put in a rule officially saying that you can't take your teams anywhere during off times, right?
Got it.
Because they're saying that student-athletes demand on their time. If they're on a break, they should be on a break. That's how they're
all
holding
right.
up to this thing.
Yeah.
Now, it won't go into effect until August. So, in the meantime, Jim Harbaugh is going to take his team to Italy.
I heard that. For what reason?
For spring practice,
and they're allowed
culturalization.
To practice, since it's overseas, they're allowed to practice?
Well, it's part of their normal spring practice window.
I got it. Boy, they got some booster money, huh?
No kidding, man. Taking them to Italy. I guess it's been 9 months in the works, and they're going to practice at some football or some soccer places. And then some of the guys even are going to take the option to stay there, essentially, for a semester.
They probably know that Harbaugh is a douchebag even in Italy, I'm sure. You mention the Harbaugh brothers, unless you're a Raven or a Michigan fan, everybody I know says, oh, those guys are douchebags.
Yeah,
he's an ass. Everybody. Both of them.
Don't you like the way he jacks with the rules?
I do.
I like
yeah.
the way he toys with the NCAA.
I really do like that.
I do.
Yeah, because this new rule will go into effect, but not until August, so he's going to take advantage
of
it.
He's not getting any advantage taking a team to Italy.
No.
No Italian recruits showing up. Unless you need a field goal kicker.
Get
right.
a kicker there.
Oh, yeah. Over there, they just call him a recruit.
That's a good point.
You know, he's just putting in the face of the NCAA.
Right.
And I like that part of it.
Yeah.
There's our new kicker, Tony.
His dad, Tony. Granddad, Tony. So the NCAA is trying to put a little excitement around March Madness.
Yay.
Yeah.
I thought that sold itself. I really did. I mean, I'm not a big huge freak, but I know people dig it.
What do they need to do to spice it up?
Well, they want to spice up the lead time to it. So starting February 11th, we will all get the March Madness Bracket Preview Show, which will reveal the top 16 seeds each week so everybody can keep track.
So the people will fall out and then people pick their own seeds.
Yeah,
that's great.
And you can check out my Bubble Watch, my NHL blog. Bubble Watch.
I like that. Check out Petey's Bubble Watch. It's on the NHL blog.
Somehow I don't think basketball when he says it.
No, not either.
And I'm kind of surprised by this. I haven't watched this show lately. I know you watch on Sunday mornings, ESPN, the sports reporters.
I was surprised, too, except the fact that I thought for years what the problem with that show is, and I did watch it, and I like the commentaries at the end they put together, but what I didn't like about it was that show's Sunday morning. And during football season, they'd go off the air, and then everybody play a bunch of games Sunday, and then play even a Monday night. And we talked it all out, and they'd show up the following Sunday and talk about something that's been talked out.
For a week.
I think it was just unnecessary.
Yeah.
Especially because ESPN has a bunch of talk shows all week long.
Right. And it used to be the only way to find these kind of opinions.
Oh, my God. Back
in
the day, 30 years ago, you tuned in to watch these guys talk about what happened that week.
You bet.
Now it's every freaking day.
Yeah, now you don't need to look too hard to see it, to find it.
No, not at all.
No, I didn't mean that.
I'm surprised it took this long, actually, but I thought when Saunders died, it would die right away.
And it pretty much did.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, really, not even a year later. The show's been on almost 30 years.
It could have gone the pregame prep route, but that's already over.
No, I don't want to hear pregame from those guys. They were there to tell their opinions.
But, yeah, when you're wrapping up a game from a week ago.
But I think Saunders alive, that show goes on. I think that they couldn't find another cohesive force for that show.
Yeah, you know, Mike Lupica doesn't really have the...
He needs to be the guy bitching over there.
Yeah, and he'd been on the show the most anyways, I guess. You know, Dick Schaap was the original host.
Oh, Dick
Schaap.
Were
he and Saunders the only quote-unquote host of that show?
Yes, until Lupica, who had been filling in after Saunders died.
Okay.
But, yeah, Dick Schaap and John Saunders in the morning.
In the morning.
Did you see him busting out the old clips on PTI yesterday
talking
about this?
I ain't watching sports right now.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to see any
Kornheiser with a bad... mid-80s comb over.
Yeah, he did have a comb over back in the day.
Oh, God.
They showed some old ones,
yeah.
Well, they showed one where he had a little more hair, and then one from a few years later where he had the comb over.
Yeah. Well, he ain't the only one. A lot of people comb their hair over like that.
You know, but they paid proper homage to it because, you know, they wouldn't have their show today.
Oh, no, hell no. Nobody knew who Kornheiser was, wasn't for that show.
Around the Horn wouldn't be around if it weren't for that, because they featured sports writers and found out, well, some of these guys are pretty good TV and they know what the hell they're talking about.
It's changed media, really.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the other people have been, Mitch Albom, guy you guys, I mean, we've talked to on this show.
Yeah,
great author, obviously. Bob Ryan, who is a total dick in person.
Yeah, is he? That's right, you met him in person.
Is he?
Yeah, he's chewing out, you know, Mexican workers who aren't filling the chip bowl.
I already told you that.
Yeah, right. Man.
He needs a dentist.
Yeah. Right,
really
I was going to say.
Too late now.
Did you ever see him brush his teeth? I bet you never saw that.
No, I didn't.
I don't think any human being has ever witnessed that. Bob Ryan brushing his teeth.
John Feinstein, a great writer, golf guy, had spent a lot of time on there. And then I love this line because you kind of forget. Bill Conlon, though, remember that
Bill
big Philly guy?
Yes. Philadelphia, he was a prick, man.
Yeah, total prick. And they even point out here, you know, the Philadelphia sports columnist who was accused of molesting children as far back as the 70s prior to his death in 2014. I mean,
was he a pedophile?
Nice tagline.
I don't remember
that story.
Well, he looked like one.
But everybody else,
mentioning. If there's a look, it's him. It's him. Yeah.
I think he was a Baseball Hall of Fame voter, too. So
I think he was, yeah. He was a guy who didn't put in somebody right away. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, like everybody.
Oh, I remember he was on that show after Nolan Ryan didn't get first ballot. And he said, well, he's just not nobody's first ballot. So he said, his line was, nobody is. So, yeah, you're a Hall of Famer or you're not, you dumbass.
Nolan Ryan wasn't a first ballot
Hall of
Famer?
He just wasn't
he
unanimous.
He made it, but wasn't unanimous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were listening yesterday, Willie Mays. Was not a first ballot.
Right. Well, he was first ballot. He just wasn't
not
unanimous.
But somebody said no.
23 people in the Willie Mays case said no. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Well, that was a racist one.
Totally.
That was completely racist.
Yeah, it appears Bill Conlon might have been a bad guy.
Yeah.
Reading about some allegations in 2011. Yeah, it's not nice. It's not good.
All right. He's dead now, though, right?
Yes.
He'd be dead.
Okay. Yeah.
He'd be dead.
What was he accused of?
Playing with kids.
Oh. I didn't notice.
You can't smooth that one over.
Yeah.
No.
Not hopscotch.
No.
She started it. Nobody cares.
Where'd he touch you on this Norm Snead doll? I remember that. Sorry. That's great. That's a show reference, too. I had a Norm Snead doll. But Bill Conlon never played with me.
Huh. 68 days till the Masters.
Norm Snead played quarterback for the Eagles 100 years ago, so that's why that's funny, too.
And right? He had a doll.
Yeah, he had a doll, right?
He had a doll, yeah.
One day till Torrey Pines.
Yeah, I mean, nice coastal views, Tiger Woods week at Torrey Pines. Is there intrigue for you guys who are...
I will watch it if
I'll
it's
watch
on.
It too.
You know, I don't,
because
I
got, of Tiger Woods, or would you watch it even if he wasn't in it?
Because of lack of football.
I watch when Mickelson's on. I like watching him, so if Mickelson's playing, I'd watch. I watched a bunch of golf last week because my dad was in town. It's easy to watch.
You like to watch golf?
Yeah, we love to watch golf together. Boy, that'd be we'll hear one of our shots when somebody hits in the water or something like that. You know?
Torrey Pines is on my list. I want to do that.
Yeah, that's a public course.
Yeah, looks and I understand.
It sounds like a porn star too, though. By the way,
if you're an
Torrey Pines,
I want to do that.
Yeah, I want to do that. It's cheap, and but
Torrey Pines is cheap.
Oh, if you're a resident.
I mean the hooker. I mean the porn star.
Oh,
is she cheap?
Yeah, I don't know her. Yeah. I don't know her work.
But if you're like a porn star name,
lots of clubs and balls involved.
Yeah. You could actually, if you're from out of state, book your tee times ahead of time, and you'll pay a premium for that.
There you go. Bookit.com. Check it out.
Instead of, you know, going to the parking lot.
TeeTimes.com. Todd's a paid spokesman for TeeTimes.com. No, actually, not. He's not.
No, I know. I got friends in San Diego, and if they want to play that course, sometimes it's the old get up at 4 in the morning.
And wait in line.
Right.
Yeah.
Sit in the parking lot, wait till the pro shop opens, and then get in and hope you get a tee time. It's different for out-of-staters, but again, you pay extra money. It's actually pretty cheap if you're a San Diego resident.
Nick Allen with us. Nick's going to share his threesome. You have a threesome? No, he didn't.
He was like, man, I got kids.
Yeah.
He's like,
nah. I knew he didn't.
He's been the same woman since he was like 14.
Well, I know he didn't. Well, you never know what happens in junior high stage and junior high. You never know.
The dog's usually in the room, but I don't think that counts.
It does not count the dog's room unless the dog shoves a tongue in there. You know what Craig says about people and dogs?
Double the hands, double the tongues, and double the fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
He always says that. Pause, he means.
Pause, How old were you when you started reproducing?
I was 21.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was young.
I was able to get into the bar for 4 months, and then I had to go home and change diapers. My life was over.
Wow.
It was a good 4 months, though.
Yeah.
My life was over.
But it's been great. It's been great.
And when did you finish reproducing?
My youngest is 8.
Okay. So it'll be a while before they're out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a while.
Mr. Evans, you want to join us?
No. Sorry,
my
Craig.
Wife wants to have another kid, but I'm done. I've got a vasectomy.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you start having, you keep having kids around the house, you just they're cool to have new ones. Is that this deal? I can see why people can do that. I really can. I can see if younger people, we don't have a baby anymore, and they're getting so old, they're not paying attention to us. Let's have another one. Yeah. Let's have another one.
Then I can't imagine getting a new one, though.
I know, a new one.
It's like starting that clock over 18 years. So just...
Well, if you do the clock part, you're right. Then you're screwed. Right.
She's gonna. And what's gonna happen is our kids are gonna want to. When our kids move out, she's gonna want to adopt. I told her we could adopt like a kid who's in like his last semester of high school. Throw a graduation party, send him off.
And an Asian
that'll be
chick,
it.
Yeah.
Blindside.
Nick Allen. Blindside.
I commit to nothing more than 6 months.
Nick Allen walks in here with a 6'7" black kid who plays guard.
Latavius Allen.
Yep.
Latavius Allen.
Call me Sandra Bullock.
What's up, y'all? Right, because most 17...
Call me Sandra Bullock. That's a weird fetish.
18-year-old kids that get adopted are no trouble at all.
Nope.
Well, they leave and want to borrow money. That's all they do. Yeah,
hey, it worked out in the blind side. He's right.
That's true. It did work out in the blind side.
Yeah, well, that's because he was homeless.
Right.
He didn't bounce from foster home to foster, or did he?
No, he was just homeless.
Yeah, he was.
Bad, broken home.
Well, once again, you don't know if he's going to make the pros. You know he's a good ball player. And he could have been home just, you know... Eating out of house
all
at
the
home.
Cheetos, yeah.
Exactly.
Is this a source of contention at home? Are there arguments about it?
Not yet. I'm sure it will be once the kids move out and we're just staring at each other.
Yeah.
But it'll be fine. We'll get some kid who does. It'll be some kid who never thought he'd get adopted.
A buddy of mine.
Get you a boom to boom to.
A buddy of mine, he got married. Well, you know, they got married, but she was pregnant years ago. And now his daughter's like 24 now, out of school. But when she left to go to college and went away, he told me face to my face, he goes, "Man, I was worried that, you know, what were we going to do with it? Because she was our life. And now we got to look at each other again." He goes, "I was worried she'd want to go to movies." And he goes, "Nope. She likes drinking like I do." It was great. He was so worried that they'd be alone looking at each other like, what are we going to do? Because they only had one daughter, and they raised that daughter and went to college. And then they went to... I thought she's going to want to go to movies.
I don't want to do anything.
How old is the oldest?
13.
13. All right, so, you know, in 8 years, they could start popping out grandkids.
Yeah.
And that would satisfy your wife.
Well, but not me. I think that's what's going to happen.
Talk, Nick.
Grandpa Nick.
You can't talk.
Right, what I'm worried about
Grandpa's
is that,
got abortion money, man.
I mean, my parents were young grandparents, but I was born with my parents when 19. My kids were born when I was 21. When I was 20. So I'm hoping they're at least, like, 23.
Keep the pattern.
Maybe a couple. Yeah. They probably won't be. He's probably knocking somebody up right now in homeroom.
Dang.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.